We'll play it anyway. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
We talk about whatever and ever.
And everything in between.
Sean, 2021 cannot get any better. Let's just say that, huh? it's just like a train wreck. Or not a train. It's like a snowball effect. That's what I was saying. It's a snowball effect. Man. It just keeps giving.
Nani?
It's the one thing that we don't want, but it just keeps happening. For everybody else that's been living under the rock, Sean, you want to explain to them what exactly transpired the past 24, 48 hours? Really quickly, I know off topic. Or you want to save it for later? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I kind of want to save it for later.
Okay. Let's go.
We can talk about all the things that have happened this year on a Wednesday.
Okay. We can do that too. We can do that. Actually, it's a Thursday.
Insurrection, an impeachment, an inauguration.
There's quite a bit.
And free market economy getting upended.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
It almost seems like it's on hump day that this happens.
Yeah. Just to spice up the middle of your week.
just a little something. Full disclosure, I've been texting Sean quite a bit about this. I'll share my experience right now really quickly. Let's just say your homie made some bank this couple of days. And no other app told me, but TikTok told me to sell my stocks.
Again, this year is so weird. It's so weird. I mean, we're going to get into it, you know, in my segment of the show, but wow. Yeah.
Bro, it is something else though. Like, I don't understand exactly what's happening, but it's happening nonetheless. Sean, what is happening on your end though? How is your week? Besides, we'll talk about the other one. How is your week?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been pretty good. No complaints here, you know. Some positive things happening. Hopefully more to report on that soon. I mean, I'm hoping for some really positive news tomorrow.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
That's
knock some of these things off the resolution list early. So we shall see.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. How about culinary wise? Have you heard of anything? Something new and ridiculous? Because I'm about to blow your brain on this.
You're gonna go for it, man. Blow my mind.
You know the whole TikTok thing with the folding of the tortilla shell, the burrito thing. So I've been making TikToks. Oh, here's the premise, right? I was like, how much shit can I start on TikTok before I get canceled? And I messaged
my goodness, before you get canceled. What are you trying to do to the brand, man?
What's up, German? German's on right now. Hola,
papi.
Yeah, man. It's a little late for him. Aren't you supposed to be sleeping right now? It's 10:30. He's crazy. So I'm starting shit on TikTok because Sean, it gets so annoying for at least for me, right? The amount of similar food. Well, but then like it's the algorithm too. The amount of similar food that people keep making, and they're getting like 300,000, 400,000 like likes on this. Dude, somebody was boiling potatoes and they were like, this is the best boiled fucking potatoes you've ever gotten. Like almost like a million fucking views on it. Explain to me. Just explain to me, Sean. Just banter with
me.
It
could be a few different things. One of it, I think, is like the technological feedback loop that you might be in particular. So like if you're searching out these videos, they're going to be presented to you.
Okay.
And I mean, the nature of social media is that they're going to be propagated and shared. And yeah, I could look with all of the content that's out there, I could totally believe that a video of some boiling potatoes could get that many views.
Bro, it's just potatoes. That's what I'm trying to say. Like when actual cooks cook, bitch, I'm getting like 20 views on it. Like what is going on? So I'm trying to crack the code. I think I got it. You have to be personable. Who else better than this fucking face, right?
Would not want to look at that face.
You have to be salty as shit. That's in my name.
Right, it's on the business card.
And three, you just need to start shit. So what I've been doing. It's good to see you too, German. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that. What I've been doing on all these stupid TikToks that I've been showing is endlessly amount of grilled cheese, fried cheese, deep fried food, fried chicken, noodle this, noodle that. Literally, it's cheese, steak, noodles, and deep fried food.
Is that just like if you thought of the American diet is and you just distilled it down to a pyramid, is that it? All that we actually eat?
I think that's literally
noodles, it. Noodles, cheese, beef, and fried something. It might be.
It could be. I'm really biased on what we do, but as chefs, you know, that's not our only cuisine. But then they still fucking tag themselves as chef. So in my, I get triggered, Sean. Like nobody calls chef like that if you don't have the title for. And I don't even have my cooks call me chef. No, nobody ever called me anyone besides my name. I'll even ignore you if you call me chef. Like shut up. Just don't even start that. And German says
Lechon. So what do you feel is the minimum criteria to earn that title?
Chef.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to pay bills. That's the title.
All right. So is the GM the chef? The GM can pay bills.
Hey, you know how I feel about this. The GM then the chef should be interchangeable, in my opinion.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? I should have the same skills as the GM just in case the motherfucker's like off. I'm really salty today, Sean. I don't know what the hell's going on. I woke up today and chose violence. So I have another thing coming at you in a little bit. Like I was saying, if the GM is sick or whatever, can't do whatever their job is, or she's not there, I should be able to go in the front and do the same exact thing because we're the same title, right? Technically. Fair enough. Technically, we're the same title. But that's most of not in the case of corporate standards because they don't want you in the front. But it's so dumb and ridiculous. But I was saying I've been starting shit. So Sean, like that potato video, I'm like, yeah, well, I can boil potatoes too. And I don't watch it cook for 10 minutes and get 10 million views. Like stupid shit like that. And I'm getting maybe 4,000 or 5,000 hits on my dumb comment. And it's getting people to my page.
Hey man,
German's annoying.
I watched the Salt and Pepper documentary.
Oh, did you?
On Lifetime this weekend. And you know, beef and controversy started their career. You know,
is that what it is? Oh yeah, they did it actually.
They started out like dissing some other popular male rappers at the time, and you know they kind of stood out because everyone was like, "Who are these women? They can rap, and they're coming at these guys." And you know, from there, it kind of launches. You know, they bounced off of the other rappers' relevance, and I guess you know if you're watching people boil some potatoes, you can. You know,
I'm just starting shit, Sean.
Like that.
That's literally all it is. German said, chef, you should know about it, chef.
You're absolutely right,
hey,
chef.
Hey, he knows it, chef. Okay. For everybody else that do not know, we sling that word around more like a fuck you kind of.
I thought you were a chef as soon as they gave you the jacket.
Oh, my God. Is that how it goes? I thought, I don't think it ever fully sank in until I got the fucking name on the card. I was like, it's official. That's it. But then it went away after like 5 minutes. That's it. That's all I have to think about that. And then finally, Sean, so I was telling you, I was cracking the algorithm, right? So I started some shit, but then on my actual page, I gave tips. So I was like, this is what we do in our restaurant, blah, blah. Like, I'm nice in my page, but I'm a dick at somebody else's page. And it worked. So today, as of right now, we broke almost 1,800 subs or followers, they call it, on TikTok. And that allows me to go live. You know what that means, Sean?
Oh, boy.
Early morning tea time, we talk shit about everybody else. That's what's going to happen. So I'm going to be starting that quite effectively. Effective immediately, I was just trying to say. But that's it. I just wanted to start violence because I was over seeing everybody cook steaks, cook some kind of pasta and some stupid kind of cheese on it. Like there's so much more to a cuisine than those. It shouldn't be just that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. How do you feel about this? Because like we're in the same boat.
You have to explain it to me because I think I've mentioned it before, like I don't really look at TikTok like that. So do you feel that the nuance and the skills of a chef are just being lost because of the TikTok medium? Because I understand it, they're like short form videos, right? It's like in and out, quick cuts. And I could see how the subtlety, you know, it's completely lost.
Yes, but you can definitely tell. But like, you see the serious ones there too. Like, I gotta take that shit seriously, right? Full on like quality on the videos and everything and technique. I've even so much so that I cut my talking when I'm doing my videos and just let it be skill and just the videography, just to have you see what my hands are doing or whatever it is that I'm trying to show you, and let that speak for itself. Because I don't necessarily need to speak. I just need to show you how to do it. But like, I don't understand how the algorithm is, because I'm not even liking stupid potato videos or the cheese videos. I just find it so overwhelming and annoying. But at the same time, I don't want to dislike or like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old. I'm old, Sean. That's what it is. We're, you know, I'm getting cranky.
That's right. You're getting washed. It happens to the best of us and the lucky of us.
I'm getting salty, more salty by the minute. But yeah, those are the big news on my end. I'm too crazy. Sean, should we get ready for some Tech Tuesday? Yeah. Oh, yo, I can't wait for this. So this is going to be quite a bit, ladies and gentlemen. But go ahead, Sean. Just start it up. Tech Tuesday on a Thursday, January 28th.
That's right. And like we, you know, kind of alluded to before, this week is about GameStop. it's all about GameStop. Yeah. And not necessarily just the brick and mortar GameStop store that maybe you remember from years past where you might have picked up a PlayStation 2 or 3 or maybe even a 4, mm-hmm. or maybe where you walked into recently and they had nothing but Funko Pops on the shelves and, you know, were trying to strong arm you into a digital subscription to a Game Informer magazine. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, we talking about, we are talking about that GameStop, but the reason that that company was relevant in these last couple of days was for the worst and the best reason. So to give you a little background, like I used to work for GameStop in years past.
I believe you mentioned this in an earlier podcast.
Yeah, a manager of a store in Brooklyn for a few years. And, you know, I'd have some really, really fond memories of my time there. I think I mentioned it, you know, made some lifelong friends. Video gaming is clearly like my hobby, my passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a good time working with that company.
Of course. But
like a lot of things, you know, even a successful company in the past is not necessarily guaranteed for the future. And GameStop's business is really predicated on used game sales. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, you might have had a video game store in your area way back when, but, you know, for its time, GameStop really cornered the market on, you know, selling new games at a marginal profit, but then taking those games back as used games and kind of flipping them at a significant profit.
Oh. But,
yeah. You know, like, that's the whole game. You know, literally, like, they'll sell, or at the time, they were selling brand new games for $50 or so, you know, but they're buying them for like $40-something. And, you know, in that 10, you know, they're trying to like squeeze as much of that $10, you mm-hmm. know, to pay for their operating costs and maintain relationships with their business partners. But where they made their money was, you know, on that same game that you paid $50 for. You mm-hmm. say you beat it, you know, you want to trade it in. At most, they'll give you like 30 at most.
Okay.
Right. But they're going to turn around and sell that game that they got from you for $30 for $45.
Is that how they make the money? Is that I'm trying to like
that's it. Okay, that's it. Like it's not selling you consoles, because like consoles they don't make much profit on. We're talking a few dollars. Mm. New games they don't want really to sell you a lot of new games. I mean, the way they made money on the new games was they would try to get you to pre-order a game. And, you know, they'd say, hey, you know, give us $5, $10. We'll hold a copy of it for you on release day. Mm-hmm. But pretty much what you were giving them was a short-term loan that they could bank on and guarantee a sale later. But anyway, their business is all about selling used games. Yeah.
But does the down payment count towards the actual purchase of said?
It does, but you know, to them, it's just more profit, right? Because you figure, look, like you give them $5, mm-hmm. you know, because you want the latest Tony Hawk game or NBA game or Final Fantasy. Mm-hmm. If they get to hold it and just hold that $5 for days and get any interest off of it in the bank.
Oh, that's okay.
It's, you know, again, and you scale that out over okay. millions of games sold, you know, like it can be, you know, could be pretty lucrative for them. And then again, they know that they got you as a customer. They got you to come into their store. Mm-hmm. And while you were in the store, you were also looking at their racks and racks of used games.
That you know? Makes sense. Okay.
And they just want you to buy one of those. Like they want to incentivize you to buy that. They're going to sell you, like a discount card to get you to go to that wall and buy their used games and, you know, get you going to where they're going to generate the most profit.
I didn't realize that was the game they were playing.
That's okay. The game. That's it. Got it. And everything else is about kind of supporting that, right? Like you sell accessories because you got to sell accessories, but you don't mm-hmm. make as much money on that as you think. And again, like the consoles, brand new, they don't make anything. But used... Mm-hmm. They make a lot, right?
Well, okay.
That was their business plan, and it was successful for a significant amount of time. But mm-hmm. Right around the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 generation, and the Wii to a certain respect, things changed significantly, because that was the first generation of consoles where the users could just buy games from their homes.
That is true.
Buy them digitally.
Yeah, I remember.
And that changed up the game significantly, because now, you know, you have an option to come in and, you know, buy a used game from GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly their business, you know, sales are dipping, and they had to try to find different revenue streams and kind of merchandise their stores differently to kind of stay relevant. Mm-hmm. Again, nowadays, when you go into the stores, they sell a lot of like plastic goods, toys.
Correct, yeah. Like the plushies and shit.
Like plushies, stuff mm-hmm. that like is relevant to the culture of video games.
Yeah.
But, you know, and can kind of augment, you know, so I would say like, or I don't say augment, but items that you can't replicate digitally, mm-hmm. right? Like if I want a Super Mario t-shirt, like I can't.
You
can't
buy that. Yeah, that's correct.
Like, you know, like, store. I can't buy that through my console. Like, mm-hmm. like, I mean, nowadays you probably could.
You probably could, but at the time you couldn't. Yeah.
So, like, right. So now, you know, a few console generations in, you know, they're in a place where buy a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series S, they don't even have disk drives at all. So, you know, GameStop, like the health of GameStop as far as like just selling video game used copies is like significantly impacted. And pretty much like GameStop's stock price was falling off a cliff. So that kind of gets us to where we are today.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
So, yes. Because GameStop was not a healthy company, some significant hedge funds were kind of betting against that. And what they were doing was something called like shorting the stock.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much what they would do is they would bet, they were betting that, you know, GameStop would fail and their stock price would fall. So what they would do is they would go to someone who has GameStop stock and say, I'm going to borrow that. I'm going to borrow it from you now, but I'm going to give it back. They're going to borrow it, literally borrow it now, sell it immediately. Mm-hmm. And then when they need to return the stock back to the entity that had it, they're going to buy it back at the cheaper price. Correct. And kind of keep the difference as profit. So if we're going to use real numbers, let's say the stock was $10 at the time, they borrow it at 10, they sell it at 10 immediately. Mm-hmm. And then when they're going to give it back, they're hoping that it's $6. So they got to keep $4 for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like they're betting
that's going to go down.
That it's going to go down. Now, what makes GameStop increasingly relevant, especially over the last couple of days, is that on the subreddit, Wall Street Bet, a lot of individual investors were kind of rallying around GameStop, and they realized, like, hey, we could kind of stick it to those hedge fund investors if we buy up some GameStop stock en masse.
Like a lot.
So what... Like a lot. So, you know, they took a lot of their users are just like, dude, we're buying GameStop stock. And immediately the price started like inflating like crazy. So do you have like it up on the screen here?
Yeah, I have it right here.
As a point of reference.
So this was yesterday. It shot up. So when before it began, the actual stock of GameStop was at 257. You see this on my screen right here?
Right.
It's really low.
So yeah, it was, yeah. So yeah, we're looking at it right now. And like the 52 week low of the stock was $2.57. Right. So because of all of the energy and attention that these, you know, traders on Wall Street Bets were doing, they were able to inflate the cost of the stock. It looks like the high was $483.
That's ridiculous.
Sorry. I'm looking right. Yeah, $492.
My God.
Just by buying coordinated buying of these stocks. And what that did was it made a lot of investors, a lot of money. And even if you were to kind of get in and purchase this stock as recently as, say, like last Friday, I feel like the stock was right around $75. I mean, you could make a, you know, 400% return on your short term investment. Now, what that did is, again, it devastated some hedge funds that had, you know, purchased those shorted stocks, because you know, now they're thinking like, man, like the stock is gonna go, we'll use this as a point of reference. It was $5, man. I borrowed it at $5, you know, I was hoping to pay it back at $1, because GameStop is not a healthy company. Like they're not really positioned to I mean, even before COVID, you know, a lot of the brick and mortar retail locations were closing. I mean, even just driving around the old neighborhood in which like I used to manage, and it's again in the very vibrant and busy, normally busy part of Brooklyn, like that store has been turned into like a clothing consignment shop.
Yeah.
And again, no shade to that place, but like it just shows you that, like, you know, despite the recent business that GameStop was doing, and they had a pretty healthy year last year because of COVID and everyone's home. And, you know, video games are a cheap way to entertain yourself. It still didn't really make much for the long-term viability of the company. You know, as again, a lot of people were walking into GameStops last year, were buying Nintendo Switches and PlayStation 4s and Xbox Ones.
Correct.
And immediately they bring home a machine that they can buy games digitally from. And especially during a pandemic, you're not going back to the GameStop to buy the games. Like, so, you know, it was almost like a negative feedback loop for their business. Mm-hmm. And again, like the hedge funds were trying to capitalize on that, and the individual investors definitely threw a monkey wrench on that.
Yeah.
And like it got to the point where some of the trading apps like TD Ameritrade and Robinhood had to halt the trading on those stocks to kind of, you know,
which is illegal, stop the bleeding. To, by the way.
Yeah, it was. It's definitely definitely ultra legal. if not illegal, we'll have to see what our politicians, you know, have to say about that in the coming days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like those apps had to like either stop trading these particular stocks. So, you know, we're talking about GameStop, but AMC was another company that was being propped up by the Wall Street Bets, you know, guys speculating and trading. And so was Nokia, you know, and
it's random. Just Nokia. Yeah. Be like, yeah. Just go for Nokia.
Again, It just kind of showed you, or showed a lot of people, you know, the incredible volatility in the markets, and, you know, how that stuff could be manipulated by the everyman if they're coordinated, you know, and it's just amazing the power of social media platforms. I mean, I know you told me earlier in the week, you know, you were holding on to some a particular stock, and you got the alert, you know, through TikTok of all
insane,
places.
Insane, bro.
The same places where you're going to get your boiled potato videos. It's, you know, in those same places, you know, you're finding out, you know, that is probably a good time to move options on some of the stocks that you were holding. So just, it's an interesting time to be alive.
It's an afterword, man. I was just like, because, you know, like I said, there's really nothing too much to do anyway while you're at the house. But all of a sudden, like, I felt it. Like, it'd be like, TikTok, new alert. It'd be like, literally within the past, like, half hour, like yesterday, it's just like AMC, Nokia, GameStop, literally, Sean, no matter how many times you did the up scroll, whatever, because it's being the algorithm was like, this is what's happening right now. And I took a minute. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me open the Robinhood. And yo, I cashed out literally right at the peak of it.
I mean.
So yeah, homie made some bank yesterday.
Where you got out, and then to see also in, again, less than 24 hours to see where the price is kind of fallen. I mean, yeah, you're very fortunate to, you know, ride the wave and get back to shore before the sharks start swimming and nibbling at your feet.
Mm-hmm. That's a down payment to a house. That's how much
hey,
bank that
man,
is. That's ridiculous.
You know, what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. But yeah, man, these last couple of years, man, have kind of just shown you or should be a significant tell, you know, the impact of social media networks, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen like democracies get challenged.
Yeah. All on social media.
Yeah, you know, governments fall, you know, insurrections get planned, financial markets collapse, potatoes get boiled.
It's just
all
it's
on social media platforms.
It's a new era. And it is a new way of, it's just a new everything, Sean. Like now it will revolve around the premise of an internet. And, you know, it's just this free source that everybody has the access to. Now, granted, it's not really free because you have to pay for it. But
I mean, That is a topic for another day.
Yeah,
man.
That's.
I mean, dude, if you ask me, man, it's like this is too powerful of a tool, and for there to be the barriers, like that price should be a barrier to this information.
I know. So
I mean, that's just how I feel.
If you're in the stock market, I mean, I would highly suggest at least taking a gander at it. If you're new, don't go ahead in right now without knowing stuff, because you're gonna lose some quite heavily if you're not knowing. But if you've been at it for a bit, I mean, it might make you chuckle. Like, it's straight up make you chuckle. I think that the most insane one for me though, Sean. So last year I also purchased the meme coin that everyone's kind of talking about, the doggy coin. Literally just a whatever. It's just there for whatever the fuck reason. Since the whole thing transpired today where they limited everybody to buy stuff, that shot up 300%. So when I bought $100 worth, Sean, that's almost 40,000 stocks of it. At pennies, like even like half a penny's worth of per stock. Now it's at 4 cents per stock, like literally right now. It's bananas. It's a good time to be alive, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to make up that money that I lost. So screw you, government. That's all I gotta say.
They're gonna get theirs. They're coming for those gains taxes. Trust and believe. But hey, man, you know, again, get in, get out.
Yeah, that's all.
Get your money.
Sean, is that our Tech Tuesday?
Yeah, man, I couldn't think of anything else. That was more interesting to talk about than that. That was crazy to me, man. All of this is, it's like, it's for GameStop.
Yeah.
Like GameStop, like.
Well, Nokia too. Like what?
But yeah, I mean, I know. The weirdest shit. To me, it's like the promise that like Nokia could turn around is just like it just seems more. This is the potential for it seems greater than GameStop.
Cause that like, is true. Yeah. You know what? That just, is like, correct. Because they sell phones. Because like
they're more to, at least from my vantage point, more to an industry that is moving away from what their core business is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they sell used games, but. You can get access to these games on all of these digital storefronts in you know, and the content holders are very happy to try to resell you that stuff, right? Like if you missed a game on PlayStation 3 and it was relevant, Sony will definitely find a way to sell it to you on your PlayStation 5.
It'll be an
HD, 8K, 4K collection. Mm-hmm. They'll add in all the DLC. Like they'll figure out how to get it to you and try to sell it to you for $60, then $40, then $20, then $10,
they will make that profit, man.
As an incentive to buy something else, right? Like, you know, and it just squeezes a company like GameStop out. And like I was telling you before, like in our chats, like, you know, other partners that they have in the retail space, like Amazon and Best Buy and Walmart, they don't care about selling video games in particular. Oh, yeah. They don't care. It's like they could replace that warehouse space with whatever gadget it's going to be. They don't care. But GameStop needs to sell video games. And video games are just like, we don't want to be sold at GameStop. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's just really, really interesting to me that all of this financial energy kind of coalesced around GameStop.
It's,
of all places.
They had to pick somebody.
Shout out to GameStop. Shout out to Funko Land.
Yeah.
EB Games and Babbage's. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Sean, really quick plug in, as I see your shirt in front of my face right now. So about a week ago, I decided to launch, not a week ago, but it's been about a month and a half in the making. I put my design to Amazon. I signed up to be a merch seller provider, whatever the hell that is. It finally got back. I'm looking at Amazon's website right now. This is my t-shirt that I designed. They finally approved it. Finally. It was taking a bit. But yeah, it is up. I bought one for myself because I wanted to rock it out. Sean has one in him right now. A couple people actually But also thank you to everybody. Like, I just cannot thank you enough. I make $1.60 to every t-shirt that gets purchased because Amazon takes care of everything else. But if you think about it, no other shirt has a prime stamp on it. This will get to you in 2 days.
They take it. It got to me in 1 day.
Yeah. So like, you know what? $1.60
it got there so quick. I didn't realize it came. And yeah. Then I was like, oh man, this has really been sitting out on my stoop for a day.
$1.60 it is. So this is the design. Let's talk more news. I do have a couple more, Sean. My dumpling one. It's actually got approved in there. That's already copped also. And then the final other ramen t-shirt is also there. But that is it. Nothing too crazy. That is for all the necessary plugins. But Sean, are we ready for some memes? I know that the thing is playing right now. I cannot necessarily hear it. However, really quickly into our screen though. Of course, shout out to coronavirus. I do have to shout this out. We're immune is the name of the meme. Coronavirus entering a line cook's body and finding alcohol, weed, benzos, painkillers, amphetamines, and coke. Sean, would you care to comment, Sean?
Yeah, well, the caption says, it's a coronavirus spore, and it's like, damn, bitch, you live like this? Yeah, look. Unfortunately, because of the rigors of the industry, there's a large history and real issue of substance abuse.
Yeah, no, it's
you work like long, hard hours in uncomfortable circumstances, and generally you're gonna be isolated from your friends and family while you do it. Yeah. So a lot of people. And also it's like when your day is done, there's really nothing else to like do, right?
Correct.
Like, you know,
you spend like 14 hours in walls.
Right. And then there's another after hours spot that you can hit and then you're just gonna, do what you do. But substance abuse is like very, very, very real in the industry.
I don't condone this behavior, but I mean, hey, like we work hard enough as it is. Hopefully we can strive to change that rhetoric. You don't want this for another cook in your.
Yeah, man. You want to provide, promote a healthy lifestyle, as much as possible. But yeah, man, people they're just trying to take that edge off.
Correct.
And, unfortunately, it ends up being with a lot of these things.
Next up, thank you for calling is the name of the meme. When someone calls and asks for directions to the restaurant and it says, Google that shit. Now, this is my personal favorite. My brother often asks, yo, Kuya, how do you make? I'm like, bro, you have a phone in front of your fucking face. Fucking use it. Like, it's right there, dude. Like, how? This is such a free, with a free resource. Like I will always go to my phone first because I can find the information unless it's so pertinent to that conversation. Like, Sean, where did you get those headphones? Like, literally, you're wearing it, right? I don't
Believe
know
it what. Or not, GameStop. and I don't even know if it was like a price mistake or something. It was like these Arctis 5 headphones that are normally like $120 and they were like $21. So I was just like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Sure. Why not?
Why not GameStop? You guys are going to be a business.
just keep on banging down GameStop. I love it.
Hey, man. Shut up.
I can only do so much. The meme goes, when a boss tells you labor is too high, and then the cook goes, I am the labor. This is such a I mean, if you know, this is more for like management kind of, right. Sorta. If you're a cook too, like we would tell you, it's like, hey man, I gotta cut you. We're just not making money right now. This is like a full on conversation for like maybe in the weekend too. It's like, yo, we're slow. I need 4 people to leave like right now. It's only 6 PM. I get it, but you gotta leave.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's always a hard conversation, but hopefully they can make it up.
Or an easy one.
Or an easy one.
Chef walks over to you and is like, hey, insert name. enjoy your evening.
Or my favorite is like, yo, you want a day off or a night off?
You know how many times, man, inside baseball, for a while, when I first moved to Rhode Island, I was still working for a restaurant in Boston. Like, mm-hmm. I just moved and hadn't like transferred and all that stuff. So I would like make the 35-minute drive back up. And there would be so many times that I would get a call like 10 minutes away from the restaurant because it was slow. Hey, man, you want the day off? And I'm like, dude, like,
just got here.
I just like, come on.
I came all this way. What do you mean?
Pull up to the parking lot and it's like, yeah, man, we're not going to need you today.
Wow. That's the most annoying one, so, too. That's another one.
Yeah. As a manager, I always tried to keep that in mind, you know, try to give people the heads up as far out as possible, man. Because
It feels bad. You already traveled. You made the person come in. And I don't know. I don't feel good about that either, but I guess it is what it is, but it should not be. It should not be that. This one goes out to Carl. Carl, I know you listen, homie. Give me a call back because I've been trying to get a hold of you. Hopefully you're okay. Our prep board. Hey, so we have several little magic erase boards.
Yeah,
dry erase board. Thank you. Our prep board has been like this all week. Now he would often doodle, and I would tell him, "It's like, can you stop?" But he'll make something like this, which is just genius. I forget which exact cartoon this is from.
It's Spider-Man.
Is this Spider-Man?
Yeah, you got the.
This is Rhino. Goblin, that's Electro, Goblin.
Rhino.
And
I don't know who that other dude is.
I don't know who that other one is. But it says me and the boys coming into prep on 7/9. This is like their morning crew. That's awesome. Hey, big ups to find the humor at work. Okay. That's
it. Shout out to Carl.
Sean, one more for the users. Hot on the line. A line cooks balls in the summer. Oh man, it just gets brutal. We don't want to wear shorts either because, you know, there's hot oil and liquid that can spew out. You don't want that. So we have, it just sucks. But all I have to say is get one of these. This is my favorite. Sean, this is a plug for Goldmont. Goldmont, if y'all want to sponsor it our show.
Did you?
I have it in my desk.
Did you just drop a plug for ball deodorant?
Yo, ball deodorant. Oh, no. Homie, I put this everywhere. Like on my feet.
Hey, like, say less.
This is what happens when you have about four drinks before you do a podcast. But it's okay, Sean. It's all good. Next one. Wait, almost there.
You had that right by the computer, too. Unprompted.
I mean, we're here at my desk. Like, I have nowhere else to keep it.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally, everyone is scared of the mandolin is the name of the meme. Kitchen staff, I fear no man. But that thing pointing to the mandolin, it scares me. It is one of the sharpest things in a kitchen.
For real,
like,
man.
Like, it needs to be that sharp because it needs to be precise.
Nick your thumb.
Ooh.
Then you'll learn.
It will cut then you. It will cut you like bad, man. I've seen some more stories with that. But anyway, last meme of the day. This yeast is the name of it. This bitch unleavened yeast. This is more like a yeet thing. I know I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Sean, I made bread the other day. I had to make a bread meme. But unleavened bread because it's not baked yet. But then, you know, it's yeast. Sean is just like, Oh, I should drink some more. This is fun. Sean, going into Mon Chichu news, there's nothing too much really where you're listening to the best food news around in your podcast. Aldi hasn't given us our checks yet, by the way, because Aldi hasn't shown up just yet. However, you can order Levon's Bakery's two chip chocolate chip cookies to your doorstep. This is the infamous one in New York City. I think it's in Brooklyn, right? Is it the Levon Bakery in Brooklyn? I forget. I'm pretty sure it's in Brooklyn or maybe Uptown.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
If I'm not mistaken,
it's that. It's literally just they just sell cookies, and it's the infamous the cookies like this big. It's crunchy on the outside, gooey on the inside. They kind of formulated a thing that makes it that way, but people go bananas for it, and now you can order it. So shout out to Levon Bakery. Sean, if you could just look that up real quick, that way we can shout him out. A lawsuit was filed accusing Subway of selling tuna that doesn't actually contain...
Yeah, there's a few locations. They're all in the city.
They're all in the city. Oh, well, why did I think Brooklyn? I really thought they were in Brooklyn. But anyway, Sean, how do you feel about Subway not selling tuna? Is this...
They were selling gym mats. Yeah, like, they were... like, their whole hustle is like that they were like baking fresh bread and they couldn't even do that right.
But
and they're and their lead dude was touching kids' foot. Like, what?
Yeah, well, you know what?
At this look, I don't want to talk myself Subway's out of struggling. Any endorsement money, but dude, Subway, come on. Come on.
The lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, alleges that after multiple samples of the tuna subs from shops in the state, they found that it was a mixture of various concoctions that did not constitute tuna, yet have been blended together by defendants to imitate the appearance of tuna. So it's like a imitation crab meat. So that's that.
I'm gonna let you finish that sentence, but the fact that tuna is already a mixture of various concoctions, right? Like it, like at least as it would be served in normally in that fashion, right? It's mayo, it's tuna, it's onions, mm-hmm. it's celery, like,
but and I they think, couldn't even. Well, remember, for at least here in the state of Jersey, like if we say it's that protein, it has to be that protein. Like they can literally come back and sue us.
Why is this up for debate?
Like, but maybe if they would just put imitation tuna or some shit, because it's technically still tuna. But if you say tuna, they're expecting like yellowfin or some kind of grade of tuna, or maybe just even a scraps of it. But it has to be. Actual tuna. I think there's like a percentage. I forget what it is. I read this somewhere. I can't remember right now. But if I do, I'll let you know. But the lawsuit is quite intense. Red Lobster's Super Bowl game day bundles come with free cans of Pepsi. I'm not a big Red Lobster fan, Sean. I mean, it's just for the biscuits, though.
Yeah, and I mean, I know obviously we got our bias, you know, but yeah, Red Lobster is about the biscuits.
Yeah,
but
man.
I've never thought about Red Lobster and football. Like,
I don't know. It looks like they have a dip. Was it? They have some chips. They have,
chips. Another kind of dip. Got two biscuits in her hand, so she clearly stopped by a Red Lobster.
That's all you need. It's just the biscuits, man. It's all for the biscuits. It.
Some cocktail shrimp, I guess. That's it.
Do you still remember when Vlad brought in the biscuits? I was just like, wait, that smells awfully familiar. He's like, yeah, it's from Red Lobster. I was like, wait. It's like, yeah, it's okay. They told me I can take it. I was like, okay, I don't care. Just... make sure you give it to everybody and give me an extra one, please. I love that stuff. And then finally, Ben & Jerry's released a line of ice creams that are topped with a layer of chocolate ganache. This is in regards to Valentine's Day, which is literally in about 16 days from today. Mm-hmm. Sean, have you any headway on what you're going to do for your significant other for Valentine's
Day? Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to mention it here.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Like I said, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, don't get ready, be ready. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I already have mine planned. I'm off tomorrow. So I'm gonna go to Target and get some stuff. It's her favorite store. Loki, I was on the phone with you. Caitlin was like, I think you should work at Target so I can get a discount. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I don't care. Whatever makes your, I think she said, whatever makes your dreams come true, but Target should be at the priority of it. I was like, what is going on? I was like, you know what?
Say, I could see you in a red shirt and khakis.
I would rock the shit out of that, Sean.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I would definitely be, I you know, employee of the month via shit talking underneath of it. So, hey, it is what it is. I chose violence, much like my cat this morning at 4 a.m. decided to play with her toy and literally just assault the door. Our bedroom door. So it sounded like somebody wanted to come in like a demon, you know, with the whole scratching. Oh my God, it was painful. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Next week, hold on, let me see it. Next week, we do have a special podcast with one of our buddies that I'll be releasing on that Friday, February 5th. However, other than that, we should be back to normal again the week of Valentine's Day. So if you have any questions or any food related things that you want to cover before Valentine's Day, send us an email, send us a text. It doesn't matter what it is. But Sean, just before we do go, can you just give them a word of the day? Whatever it is. It could be a phrase. It doesn't even have to be positive.
It can be violence related because I'm salty right now. We could be the same person.
Well, I want to talk about something culinary related. Okay. So I guess I'll use this time right now.
Okay, I got it.
I want everyone listening to go into their kitchens and take out a cutting board and their best knife. And I want them to open up their phones or their computers. And I want them to look up the word chiffonade.
Ooh.
Chiffonade.
Chiffonade is it? Okay.
Chiffonade. I want you to do that. And I want you to, you know, go into your pantry or your fridge and take out the least expensive piece of roughage you have. Maybe it's some lettuce. And practice those cuts with that. And then get back to us. But I want everyone to chiffonade.
Chiffonade. Can you spell that? In a sentence, can you spell it? I'll give you a sentence.
Can I spell it? Sure, chiffonade.
Oh my God,
chiffonade.
Sean, I think I'm gonna make it to a point where I literally just drink at every show because this is amazing. I feel great.
Yeah. I like sauced up pasty. You got your ball deodorant by the computer.
It's right here.
Just ready to go.
You see it? You can even see it camera
Nothing's
side.
Nothing's going to stop you. I can see. Oh, I see your setup. I see you. I wasn't going to comment on it, but look, you put it on the camera. My man is ready for some action.
But I keep it there. It's not just there for show, Sean. Like, I use that.
Like I said, man, look. Stay ready, right?
Stay ready.
You know you. You need the ball deodorant by the computer. I'm not going to judge.
Hey.
But I did peep it.
Got it. You know what? For everything else, you can hit up all our episodes at Chef Salty Fork on YouTube. You can hit up Sean at MetroCardX on Twitter. He does reply. I don't reply if you ever go back to my Twitter. And then any questions, please send us comments, anything. We would love to talk to you at AskChefSalty@gmail.com. But other than that, we'll see you guys in about a couple weeks. And
short them stocks. Peace out, internet.